Hey, what's great, family? Welcome to another edition of Celebrate Life 531, the podcast. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for taking a listen. You're about to dive into the second episode of season three of our interviews that we are doing with numerous people from backgrounds, cultures, experiences, and professions. I definitely want you to take some of this in, take what you need, throw the rest away, but gather in this perspective so you can continue to develop your own perspective on why you should celebrate your life. No matter the good, bad, and or ugly, it's all a celebration. It's all an experience that's worthwhile, right? So what you could do for me, man, is take a listen, like, subscribe to the YouTube, leave a comment and rate it. That's going to mean the world to me and the team, because ultimately we want to continue to uplift the environment and uplift the people of the environment and make sure everybody know that they're invaluable, meaning you priceless, meaning you so great nobody can afford you. I hope you know that. But nonetheless, I ain't going to hold you up too much. Go ahead and jump into this podcast. Peace and love. We are now live. This is Celebrate Life 531 Season 3. I am sitting here with Mrs. Get that right. Mrs. Kimberly Fox Knight. And madam, you do many things, but can you introduce yourself to the people?
Yes,
I can. Just let them know what you do.
Yes. Hi, guys. My name is Kimberly Fox Knight. I am the owner of Gimme Pound. That's Gimme Pound Cakes. I specialize, that's my brand, in pound cakes. Besides being a baker, I am a wife. I am a mom. I am a singer. I am a coach, vocal coach and piano coach for my students. I love working with kids. This has just been a tremendous blessing to utilize my gifts in different ways and also give back to the community in a huge way. So, yeah.
I had a pound cake. I want to be clear. So, y'all know this. I've had a pound cake. It was a family cake. I ate most of it in the first 6 hours. I'm just letting y'all know this. I ate a third of the cake in the first 45 minutes. It was a strawberry glazed cake with real strawberries on the cake. And it was phenomenal. So I'm just gonna add that tidbit in there before we get going. Just in case if y'all don't think this is real or not. Yeah. Order a cake. Order a cake. That's it. I want y'all to know it's real. I don't even eat sweets like that.
That means a lot.
That pound cake. I'm good to go. They said, Tamon, you vegan? I said, sometimes.
Right.
Depending on who make the food, I'm going to eat it. That's neither here nor there. We'll go into the rest of the interview. All right, so first question. How do you celebrate life?
I celebrate life by getting up when that alarm clock goes off. It's just another day that I'm breathing, another day I'm here, another day I can see my family and do the things that I love. Yeah.
That's on point. That's on point. So, yeah, that's definitely on point. I think what my thought process goes is that sometimes we make it so complex of what life is.
Yeah.
Like, and like you said, you woke up this morning.
That's right.
So with that being said, celebrate.
Exactly.
So, no, I received that. Next question, which kind of divvies into the first one, is why do you celebrate life?
I celebrate it because there's so much going on in this world, and we don't take the time to just be thankful for the little things. Like, we're always wondering, okay, what's next? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? But we don't sit there and say, you know what? I have a vehicle to go to. I have clothes that's in my closet. I can eat. There's food in my house. We don't celebrate little things like that.
Right.
And I feel like that stuff is taken for granted. Yes. It really is. And it's just like, you don't need thousands upon thousands, even though we want it, thousands upon thousands of dollars to be happy.
Right.
You can be happy for what you have right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a very huge misconception.
It is.
Of what happiness is.
Yeah.
And I'm learning about myself is that as much as I'm like, okay, yeah, Tamon, you're a coach. Yeah, that sounds good. But I'm a coach because I deal with the same things that I'm trying to help somebody else out with. So, I've been telling people lately, like, I know that you dope.
Yeah.
I know you great.
Yeah.
I know you understand that the people closest to you in your circle is the people you gonna be like.
Yeah.
I know you know this.
Mm-hmm.
But I still gotta tell you this. If you are still around some type of negativity.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
And if it don't have to be the like, people immediately around you, but if it could be your place of work.
Oh.
If it's your place of where you rest at.
Yeah.
If it's any of those things that you still have that type of energy around you, you mm-hmm. still can be affected.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just trying to get that message to them.
Yeah.
Because it's your life.
It is.
You know, it's your life. And you still, even though you may think you are on point,
mm-hmm.
if you are not aware of your life, you still gonna get phased by something.
Yep.
Something's always influencing us.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
Right.
Social media, job,
mm-hmm.
the car that just rolled by that sound like it had a Hemi in it. the truck, like it's always something. It's like, man, that's pretty nice.
Right.
You can go from that's pretty nice to what would I look like? Uh huh. I wonder how could they afford that? What, man, if he got that car, his
right?
House, it's like, yo, you don't need all that to be happy.
No, you don't.
You don't need all that.
No.
Just know you are influenced by a lot of things around you. Find your happiness for what you already have.
Right.
So I received that too because we was just talking about the fact I was about to sell my car.
Yeah.
Just stop there for a moment.
No.
And look over at my car like.
But I think we also have to realize that everybody has a blessing with their name on it. And just because someone is being blessed, that doesn't mean you won't either.
Right.
It's like there is a time for every little thing. You just got to be patient.
Right.
You got to be patient because Lord have mercy. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've seen folks go on and do greater things. And I'm like, okay, Lord, when is my time? And he's just like, no, it's coming.
Right.
Just be patient.
Right.
And it has, because I'm here now.
Right.
And I feel great. I feel like I'm accomplishing things. And that is a wonderful feeling. It really is. To feel like, okay, today is good. We're going to do this, and everything is going to be fine. We ain't got to worry about nothing.
Right.
It just feels awesome.
Understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Understood. All right, I definitely received that as well. Your time is your time.
It is. It is.
And it's trippy because you would think somebody else is blessed and not realize they going through something too.
Yes.
Hey man, he drives a Dodge Challenger. Mm. Hellcat.
Yeah, he
everything
must be excited.
Must be
no.
Man, he in that Hellcat. Hurt.
From that monthly payment. That's what
hurt. Hurt. You hear him zoom off and he's zooming off because
yeah.
he got $770 a month he got to pay on it. But you just want to be, I want to be like him. Don't get yourself caught up trying
exactly.
to be something or take on what somebody else do and miss your own blessing.
That's right. That's right. But we also have to learn how to celebrate each other too.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We have to celebrate each other. And I think it's easy to get jealous. I don't think people understand how easy it is because you can look at something and be like, dang, I wish I had that. But no, stop and celebrate. You know what? That person has that. I see that blessing. I'm happy for you.
Right.
Keep doing it.
Right.
Because I know if I'm close to you, I know my blessing is right around the corner.
Right. Right.
We got to learn how to celebrate each other.
That is on point.
Yeah.
And acknowledging
mm-hmm.
what somebody has as their gift.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be yours.
That's right.
And acknowledging that is power in itself because it means you're aware enough of yourself to realize and mm-hmm. say, yo, I can't do that.
Right.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
You dope at what you do.
That's right.
But I'm connected to you
mm-hmm.
and your dopeness.
That's right.
So that means I'm dope at something too. So let's not get the game twisted. There's no need for me to be upset about
right.
anything.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm amazed by being able to be connected to you and see what you gifted
mm-hmm.
in. I don't have to have your same gift because
that's
ultimately.
Right.
We are all one and the same, but we all different.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Which a lot of people miss.
They do.
All right. So last but not least,
mm-hmm.
if you had to explain, say as you talk to your daughter,
mm-hmm.
and you had that brief moment, like she's ready to go off to school, college, say she's going off to college,
ready.
Right?
I'm not ready.
And yeah, I don't mean.
She's 7 years old. I'm not ready.
I don't mean no apply the pressure. And you know, that's one of those big things. Not saying that she has to go, but
right.
just that creating that analogy.
Right.
And you had that one moment, when you about to leave, after she's you an unpacker, and you gotta tell her right then and there how she should celebrate her life, what would you tell her?
Lord, it's like the Kim side and the mama side all turned into one. First, I would tell her, make the right choices in life while in college. If it don't feel right, it probably isn't right. But celebrate life by knowing you are here and you're doing what you love. Right. Understand that each day is a day for you to prove that you are here for a reason.
Right.
So if you don't do it, you're only letting yourself down because you're not allowing yourself to see your true potential. And I would say that to her. Yeah.
I received that.
And then mama side would come in and said, don't have no boys in your dorm room at no time. Don't be going over to anybody's house that you don't know. Listen. Lord have mercy. And the crazy thing is, that's not far from now. Even though she's seven, that time is going to go just like that.
Because another 7 years is
14.
Oh, gosh.
Lord, my goodness. Yeah, it's going to go quickly. And just like we're talking that your wife is 32 weeks, that child will be here before you know it.
Yeah.
You will be taking pictures. You will have baby food in your hair.
Right.
It's just going to happen. It's going to happen. Listen. But it's a wonderful time. That's why, you know, you live life to the fullest. You enjoy every single moment, especially when you're a parent. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you how many times I want to rewind time just to see her crawl again or just to see that pudgy face again, because now it's like, mommy, I need my lip gloss and my fingernail polish. And I'm just like, the devil is a liar. Like, I'm not ready for this right now.
No, you're going wrong.
Right? That is too red, child. Too red. Turn it off.
Stop.
Oh, we do not collide hair pink. We're not doing this. Oh, my goodness. But no, life is full of many choices, and the sky's the limit. And I feel like if I know what I know now, I would have taken so many opportunities just to say, Kim, just go for it.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Why not?
Right.
And I feel like our generation is that coming out of that traditional, you got to work for you if you want something in life and just keep on trying and a 9-to-5 and blah, blah, blah. It's like our generation is like, no, we can actually have a happier life if we just do what we love.
Fact.
If we go for our goals, yeah.
Fact.
If we go for what we want in life, we can be happy, and it's okay. I think we were talking about parents. I don't think they took that leap of faith. Like, yes, everybody went to church, but when it came to faith, it was a saying. Yeah, look, don't get me started on church.
Yeah,
it was a saying, because I look at it and I'm like, y'all didn't believe in faith.
Nah.
Y'all believe in going to church, be there for about 4 or 5 hours, and then go home.
Y'all believed in what somebody told you what to do.
Thank you.
Without questioning.
Yeah. Without questioning, because if he's there, if he's in that position, he must be right. Nope. Right. Listen.
Woo.
Why do you think we created the Diamond Sisters?
I ain't gonna say my own dilemmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why I say I respect the defiance.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say I respect the defiance is because even if you're not defiant,
mm-hmm.
it's a blessing and curse in most things. If you're very good at something, I ain't gonna say that you cursed,
mm-hmm.
but it's a con to what you're very good at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that's very good at something don't work as hard if they just naturally good at it.
Right.
That's just, I don't know why it's that way,
yeah.
but that's the dynamic.
Yeah.
So I, for me, it's like I respect the defiance, because in a way you're not just going to be willing for somebody to say, this is why you should do it, this is how it was done, and this is why you gonna get it done this way.
Mm-hmm.
When you kind of define, you like, hold up, bro.
I feel like that's all of our generation. What? Yeah, like, wait, our whole generation's like, really?
Exactly. You sure?
You right? Are you positive?
There's no other way to do this. You like you sure is no other way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find out. Wait.
We gonna Google this. Wait a minute. Let me get in my phone.
We got Google. Right. All this, like, it gotta be another way.
It has to be another way. Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I just look at, and I'm just like, I respect it to a certain extent, where it's like, question everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though you have these individuals that are in leadership roles, they get stuck in a cycle too.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get stuck saying the same things over and over,
over
again.
And over
and then
and
the people
over
that
again.
They are that's up under them can get stuck in a place too. And then now you just look and you watch, and the next thing you know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
we ain't moving.
And we're existing.
We ain't moving,
right.
We breathing.
Yeah.
We ain't living.
Nope. Not existing. So. Not doing the things that we are called to do. We go and that's it. That's it. Listen.
That's a whole nother.
It is.
Interview and session.
If you want to have it, right. I'll call the dinosaurs is back here and they'll tell you all about it.
That's a whole nother one right there. But because I want to value your time.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go, how can people get in contact with you? How can mm-hmm. they follow you?
Okay.
All that good stuff. So how can they order some cakes? Get you some cakes straight from me.
Ow!
I'm telling you, you're missing out. Stop playing.
You can go on my website, www.gimmepound.com. I am on Facebook, on my page, Gimme Pound Cakes. You can message me. I am on Instagram, just Gimme Pound. It's on Instagram. You can follow me. If you want to get any more contact information, just go to my website, message me, and I will be free to talk to you and whatever you need, and I'll be able to help you.
That's GIMME Pound. POUND. I want to make sure y'all understand this. Don't go in there and be spelling give. That's not what you said. Don't you go give me no.
And that is happening.
Don't you do that.
Oh God.
Give me. I know y'all heard it. That's not that's on purpose. So GIMMEPOUND. That's the website and that's the Instagram.
Yes.
Make sure you go follow. And if you heard something right now that can benefit you,
mm-hmm.
please do not allow it to pass go without you evaluating it and also reaching out to her.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my youth, I say, yo, if you got this person in front of you that somehow was relatable to you, somehow your ears perked up when they start talking.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow you got this feeling in your gut when they was around. And then you don't say nothing to them and you allow them to walk away. That's the same thing you allow with life just to give you whatever.
Yep.
So make a decision right now.
Yes.
That you feel moved and you might not even know what you want to ask, but reach out.
Yeah.
You know, just reach
just
out.
Just say hi.
That's
hi.
It.
Yeah.
Just be like, look, I don't even know what I want to talk about. But I'm emailing you, I'm texting you, I'm Instagram messaging you, I'm calling you.
Yep.
I'm not sure what it is right now, but you said something that resonated with me.
Yeah.
That's okay to be that transparent.
Yep.
I did that today, and I got a coaching session.
Okay.
Basically, without it being that, like I get a call to individuals. Well, organization, they talk about building mobile apps.
Okay.
And I called them because I'm like, yo, they say if you want to build a mobile app, this is the best way to go instead of websites because mobile is everything.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
I'm like, cool, I'm going to call them. I don't really know exactly what they're going to ask me, but I'm going to call them. So, yeah, so what you want to build? What you want it to look like? What you want your app to look like? What you want it to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap. Who you working with? I got these group of dudes that I'm working with. How the finances is, well, I'll be the one pulling the plug on that. Well, so it's like, and he's asking me these questions.
Uh-huh.
And it made, and he was just like, you know what? He said, look, right now you don't know what you want. I said, cool. I receive that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you random guy.
Yeah.
You don't have a lie to me at all.
Right.
You don't have to.
He could have hung up.
Exactly.
Right.
And you told me enough. Hey man, this is what it costs. If you can pull the plug yourself, this is what you should do.
Okay.
This is the prolific thing. I'm gonna cut it off. I'm telling you, I'm gonna cut it off. But it's a prolific thing for me today. I said, man, well, then I gotta go back to the drawing board because I ain't want to waste his time. I said, I gotta go back to the drawing board and come correct. He said, why you can go back to the drawing board? Hmm. And me, I'm like, you know what? When your parents ask you something, you like, I don't want to be wrong. I don't know if it's right. So I'm like, He said, look, man, you keep going back to the drawing board with the same people that's being in your circle that don't know how to make millions from an app. You ain't going to go nowhere but be in the same place. So why you going to go back to the drawing board instead of connecting with individuals that know how to do it? I said,
ooh.
I said, yeah, you're right. You know, that's all I can say. I said, you're right. You're right. Ain't none of these cats millionaires. None of them. So you got it. I said, you know what? This is what I got to do. I said, I got to go back. I got to get my finances right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I will reach back out to you.
Okay.
And I left it at that.
Yeah.
I said, all right, cool. Because he was about to say something else. He said, oh, I got another call. Let me take it. I said, cool. He just gave me a coaching session within that 5 to 7 minutes. It won't even that long.
Yeah.
And I received a coaching session, y'all, that altered my perspective for today. If I take my notes and really go back over them, I'm going to understand what I got to do. But that comes from me being willing to make a call even when I don't know what to expect or what the answer is going to be or how to answer.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying make sure you reach out if something resonated with you. So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That got me. But this is Celebrate Life 531. Yeah. Y'all be great.